Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. My MTV, go check me out. What's that knee? Shave
boo,
it.
Boo.
Shave that knee.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Can you guys hear us now?
Hey.
We just recorded some other things, watch-ins, play-ins, and we used different mics for that, and the cords weren't plugged back in. Sorry about it. This pregame show is brought to you by Dugout Mugs, and if the Yankees hit two home runs today, you will all get 50% off a Dugout Mug until midnight. So as soon as that second home run's hit, we will tweet out a special code and you will get 50% off Dugout Mugs if Yankees hit two home runs tonight. If they don't, you can use the code pregame and get 35% off. But maybe let's hit some homers.
Two-homer game would be sweet.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yankees, they put out a bunch of hitters today.
Yeah.
You want to do the lineup? We usually do it at the start of the show.
Yeah, let's do the lineup.
Okay.
Yankees had two homers yesterday, so they just got to do that today.
Yeah. The Yankees lineup today is as follows. DJ LeMahieu is leading off, playing first base. Stanton is back in the lineup, DHing. Judge is batting third, playing center field. Womp, womp, womp. Gio Urshela in the cleanup spot. He's batting third. He's hitting third. Fuck me. I'm blowing it, and I'm mad at myself. Gio Urshela is batting fourth, playing third. Gleyber Torres, he's back in the lineup, playing short. Batting fifth, Odor, the lone lefty, is batting sixth. Gary Sanchez batting seventh. Andujar in left field batting eighth. And Clint Frazier batting ninth in right field.
Huge.
I did it.
Nailed it. And the new Talking Yanks segment, who is batting their position in the lineup? Clint today. Clint's right field, the nine spot, hitting ninth.
That's so awesome.
So that's huge.
Who was it yesterday?
The infielders were all around it.
I think Andujar was 7-7.
Okay.
So, new segment alert.
New.
Sponsored by Bugs. Everywhere.
DJ will never be able to do it.
Did they slide him down this year? Did he ever not bat leadoff?
I think every game he started, he's been
Only batted leadoff, so he'll never be able to bat his position.
I'll hold out for a three-hole first base DJ day.
I'll hold out for a hero. This lineup is full of hitters. Judge is in center field, and then you have Andujar and Clint in right, so no one's playing their natural position in the outfield. That's wild.
Yeah, I mean, this is future baseball stuff. Judge's second ever game in center field. So we'll see how the big man looks out there.
And he's played a bunch in the minors at one point, but
in college he was a center fielder.
Nice.
So yeah, he gets him, Andujar, and Clint in the outfield. That's good luck, Monty. Keep it on the ground. Strike him out.
It is nice that Monty's somewhat of a ground ball pitcher.
Handsome. When he's like fully dressed up, you're like, Jordan, you look handsome today.
Yeah, I don't see him as a Jordan.
When he's dressed up, you do.
Maybe, but yeah. I'm saying
like when he's black tie event.
If someone was to say, like, oh, Jordan's pitching, I'd say who?
So here's what you have to do. You know, he's a South Carolina guy.
Yeah.
You go down to a wedding in the South, black tie event, and he walks up and someone goes, Jordan Montgomery.
That's so good.
Thank you.
Talk about painting a picture. All right. Well, I mean, judging center field.
Jim, and here's what it is.
Yeah.
Attention.
You have it. I'm listening.
Gary's been putting together some at-bats lately.
Yeah. Yes.
Andujar's been putting together some at-bats lately.
Yeah, and a home run yesterday.
Clint walked it off yesterday, and his at-bats have been a little better.
Gary, 400 batting average, lost 6 games.
Whoops. So it's pretty funny that the top 5 are guys we believe in, generally speaking. And today, the bottom 3 are guys we want to believe in that have been having good at-bats.
Yeah, and Odor isn't batting second.
Yeah.
And Ford's not batting 5th, and Gardner's not in there. So a lot of the guys that can't hit at all aren't in the lineup anymore.
This feels like a pretty good lineup today.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, we haven't been saying that a lot. And you know why we haven't been saying that a lot? Because the guy who bat 5th yesterday got sent down for badness.
Don't wind me up.
He went earlier in the year from not being better than Jay Bruce, so he couldn't be on the team, and he came up and was like, wasn't he the cleanup hitter, like immediately?
I was ready to give Jay Bruce another chance.
5th hitter to off the team.
I was ready to give Jay Bruce another chance. I will say that on the record.
Like if...
Over Ford.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you find something. Unbelievable that they're like, debating sending him down. But before landing on sending him down, like, well, let's bat him 5th against Glass now first.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I've got a matchup.
What are you guys doing? Anyway, Judge in center. They slide Judge to center. How else could they have done this configuration? Couldn't they have just put Judge in right and DH'd Clint?
Stan's DH'ing. Never mind, Judge and Frazier, the DH is what people, you know, Clint with 0 major league starts, Judge with 1 major league start in center. Yeah,
but with those,
Judge
like
is a plus outfielder and,
right.
And Clint isn't, so.
Yes. But, I mean, I think a lot of people's sure physique.
Are you surprised? Because when Boone said that Clint was going to center,
not surprised because we've seen Judge in center before.
I know, but when Boone said he was going to put Clinton center.
I still think we're going to see Clinton center by the end of this year.
They've already done Wade, and now they've done Judge over Clint when they said that Clint might be the next guy, and which is what I said. Like, there's no way you'll see so many people before Clint.
I still expect to see him in center, so no, I'm not surprised by this.
I kind of no longer expect to see it. Like, I would have expected to see it after those quotes, but since those quotes, he started Wade and now Judge. So.
Yeah.
Two guys we've seen in center before.
Yes. But he, after saying.
Well, that's why I didn't believe the next guy. Right. And still don't.
Yeah.
Order-wise, this is fine. They're going up against a lefty pitcher, which allows them to stack all these righties. Someone DM'd me a question yesterday. This isn't part of the pregame show.
Okay.
It's just about extra innings. Why doesn't the away team walk the first batter of the home team? It gives you...
A
double play, and the second runner doesn't mean anything.
It's a force.
If it's tied.
Yeah. I mean, we play in a homer ball era, so I think the numbers say
but homers
3 runs compared to 2 runs.
No, but the game's over if the home team's up and it's tied. That runner on second is the only one that matters.
So you're saying, okay, why wouldn't you walk them? I guess it depends on the hitter.
Yeah, I had no answer. I was like, yeah, it seems like you would just walk him, put the double play in order, because the second runner doesn't matter at all.
And you get a force at third.
Yeah.
I like it. Probably depends on who's up in the lineup a little bit. But yeah, if there's a good hitter, there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
I wonder if teams have done that and we just haven't noticed.
Maybe. The Yankees haven't.
Like, you know, I don't know. If a Reds game that happened, I don't know if that news would get to us.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would just be like, oh, they walked the good hitter.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Do you have a what to watch for? Judge in center is an obvious one.
So, Jim, you mentioned there's a lefty on the mound. It is Shane McClanahan. With some of the grossest stuff in the league. Pumps 100 from the left side. He's one of the hardest throwing lefties, like, ever. Baseball history. So, yeah, I'm interested to see how he looks and more so Arbat's against them. Again, like, the bottom of the order has been kind of tasting themselves recently. The top of the order are guys we like. And, you know, we've come so far from yesterday's speed pregame show, and that's the beauty of baseball. So, seems like a cop-out, but kind of not. I mean, the defense is obvious in the outfield. Just how the at-bats feel today. Like, are we going to be... I think by the second inning, we're going to be like, okay, like, we're dialed up for this dude. We're going to have a ball game today, or it's going to be like 2 innings, 5 Ks, and it's like, ah, okay. So we're going to be making a plan to see the next guy.
Mm.
So that's, I'm interested to see that feel. This would be another, you know, yesterday was obviously good vibes. This would be another.
I mean, yesterday was good vibes once they won.
Right.
It was a pretty bad, they won a loss again.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they did good things to win a baseball game.
I mean, they didn't. They only had 5 hits until Clint hit that home run. They had as many base running and errors and bad blunders as hits, and two of the runs came off.
The base running's incredible.
Two of the runs came off a bases loaded walk and a wild pitch where a run scored. They had, like, no hits with runners in scoring position.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
until Clint hit that ball, it was, you know, it was a bad.
It was our best hitter at the plate for one of those. So,
yeah, no. I mean, Boone's postgame.
They held the Rays to 3 hits.
Boone's postgame reflects, like, what I'm saying.
It was two
was
good,
like,
teams,
yeah, that was
playing.
A pretty ugly game.
It was, well, two good teams playing.
The pitching was good.
Yes.
The base running, the defense, and the hitting was bad until Clint hit that home run.
A lot of good pitchers on the field. Kittredge almost got your pitcher of the month last month. So I just want to see the feel of this game.
I like McClanahan's on a pitch limit. He's only throwing like 60 pitches every outing. I think one time they let him go to 80, but I think it was because it was early and he was struggling. So they let him go to 80, but mostly he gets taken out, you know, 60s, 70s. So if they can put together some at-bats the first time through, or just some foul pitches, get a couple base runner here and there, and make the Rays work the bullpen more, I'd be interested in that, because it seems like when this dude does get on, he's nasty.
Yeah. I mean, his last outing against Kansas City, 5 innings, 3 hits, 6 strikeouts. He hasn't had the crazy strikeout game. He's got the stuff. So I'm interested to see what that... I guess my what to watch for this game is more so McClanahan, because this guy is going to be with the Rays for the next 5 years. So I wonder if this is like, I'm here, Yankees, what's up? Or, you know, hey, how about a little Snell effect when Snelly first came up and we knocked him around a little bit and then we were kind of never scared of him?
Yeah.
To
lefties, and this is only Odor, so he only throws 2 pitches. He only throws fastball slider to lefties. So I'm interested to see if Odor tries jumping heater right away, mm-hmm, or sits slide, or I guess you wouldn't sit slider. I don't know.
I'm
interested in Odor's at bats, since he throws 4 pitches to everyone else. He mixes in the curve and change, but not to lefties. So see how Odor handles that. Does his fastball have, like, movement, or is it just 98 straight?
Can check out his Baseball Savant. And Jim, can I tell you why you had a great what to watch for today?
Which one are you referring to?
Which one are you referring to?
I think you're referring to seeing a lot of pitches and trying to get to McClanahan early.
No. Odor.
Oh.
The lefty thing you talked about. He lefties this year off McClanahan, hitting 400.
Probably because they get the
8 for 20.
It's pretty good, though. What are the
7 of the 8 are singles.
Yeah.
So they're just, maybe they're just slapping it, but righties with a 599 OPS.
That's good. Monty, what's the bullpen? I mean, are we going to see Krisky because they pitch so many players? Don't do it to us, Yanks. Don't do it to us.
That is the risk we run.
Oh, they just brought up Krisky. They DFA'd, or they sent down Ford. Because of the bullpen, they've used a lot of relievers recently. They used a lot yesterday. Wandy's gone twice in a row. Litke's gone twice in a row. Chad threw 25 yesterday. Lasagna threw 28 yesterday. Fuck. Sessa threw 2 in a row. They're oh, shit.
So
it's
let's
and Krisky after Monty.
Hold on now. Sessa out. Wandy out, Litke out. They pitch back-to-back days. The Yankees don't do 3 days in a row. Those would be a huge surprise if they did. Loaisiga, you want to say out. 28 pitches.
The last time they pitched him 27, he was out the next day. They weren't going to use him.
25 for Chad. I think Chad is in play today.
I would hope.
But that would be one inning. So Chapman also in play.
So it's two innings.
So you've got two innings there, and the bridges are Nestor Cortes Jr., Brooks Kreisky, Nick Nelson. So, yeah, Monty, how about seven, kid?
Yeah. How's he done against the Rays? The last time he faced the Rays, he went six innings pitched, one earned run, only two hits. Wow. That's a really good start. This is his fourth time facing the Rays this season. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But even if he goes six, you have to use Kreisky or Nelson to bridge the gap. They'd probably go Nelson or Kreisky. If this game is a two-run loss, they're just going to go Kreisky and Nestor and then send them down or something.
Yeah, that's the...
Yankees can't fall behind in this game.
Hope Monty's sharp early.
Yankees can't fall behind because they will defer to Kreisky and Nelson and not care anymore.
How about that? What if we get a high-leverage Nick Nelson inning today? Something we thought we'd see coming into this season.
Yeah. That's your path. Chapman, Chad. We think Chad. It's not even positive.
Yeah, that's not even a lock. The Yankees would be okay losing this game, which isn't exciting.
Yikes.
They used to be okay blown out games, too. How cool would that be?
Yeah. What's their bullpen at?
Thanks, Jack Smith.
Let me see. What's their bullpen at? They've had to throw some relievers, right? I don't know their rules.
Just ask what the ice cube's worth.
Thompson seems available.
So Pete Fairbanks just pitched 3 days.
He should be gone.
You'd like to think he's
out. Fire Eisen's pitched three of the last four.
You'd like to think
Castillo is available for them. And Castillo and Thompson, that's probably the main two.
I think Thompson's, yeah. Springs, he slid down their bullpen a little bit. They're the race. They got bodies.
Damn. All right. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Downtown. Cruising through the LA, petting all the dogs who are smelly.
Waka hit relief. Okay. Yesterday, no one got a home run. So I'm up on the series 1-0 still, and you have first pick.
Okay. I took Odor and Ford yesterday, a little bit out of rage, and that's fine. But 4-game series, I want to keep the board open. Shane McClanahan, the good Irish boy. I think what I'm going to do with my second pick, I am going to take Giancarlo Stanton because you've already taken him. And then with my first pick, I will take... Gary Sanchez.
I'd already taken him too.
Yeah. But I don't. Gary probably doesn't play tomorrow, so I want to get my Gary time in. And Stan's jumping heaters today, babe.
I think he is. I don't know, idea.
Back foot going.
Cool. All right, I wanted Glaber. He got... Huge. I think he got... I don't think it was a scheduled off day yesterday.
You think he got punished?
I think he got... Yes, I do. No insight or...
Nothing. Just an opinion.
He had two really bad games in the field. And last time they...
Came in to last night's game.
Yes. But kind of later than he should have. They asked Boone about that, too, and he was a weird answer. Taking Glaber. Okay. And then I'm going to take Clint. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Get it going, baby.
Clint
hitting clean up in 2 weeks.
Do you see the bat thing that I posted? The frame by frame of his swing? Yeah. It's so nuts. I posted some of those like last year too or something.
Glitchy.
It's the glitch. It looks like a glitch. It's nuts how fast he gets that bat head throw. And then it stays there for three frames. That's also the crazy thing. So I have Glaber and Clint. You have Gary and Stanton. Whose picks do you like better, BBD?
Miss a button.
I hit it twice.
Yeah.
Jake, I like your picks, this, the Stanton play, because they had a weird quote the other day. I don't think he's getting in tomorrow because you can't play him.
I've got two bench guys tomorrow.
Yeah, two guys that you aren't going to be eligible
say
for
that.
Tomorrow.
They said that he's going to sit once more.
And then he's going to play all three games the weekend. But
yeah.
So I've got two guys on borrowed time. I don't even know how they're doing it out there.
And they're scheduled off days, which means they will homer.
Yeah.
And they just keep them off. So I like your picks better, too.
What about this?
What about it?
If Gary good today.
If Gary good today.
He could DH tomorrow.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
There's
but
spin.
No,
maybe
if Stan's
not
playing, if Stan's not playing and Judge played center field, he's going to DH.
Ah, yeah.
Look at
yeah.
When's the last time Judge played the field three games in a row?
Not hasn't since Stan's
not since back. Stan's been out
or out.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird. All right, the over under is 8.5. It was 7.5 yesterday. We both took the under. The 2-run homer
screwed ourselves.
Pushed it to 8. It is 8.5 right now.
Monty and McClanahan. Monty and McClanahan.
The money, the DraftKings money is split. On the over-under, the under is 73% of the money is on the under, 56% of the bets is on the under.
Monty and McClanahan. Monty and McClanahan. I'm going to go over. Yanks are so hot right now.
Dude, is this just the fleeting emotions of baseball? I'm surprised the unders, I don't know, I feel like this is an over.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I think we could be in the fourth inning kicking ourselves. I don't want this to be a shot at Monty, but like you said, the Rays fourth time seeing him this year, and they've got a pretty good righty stack. So it's tough to see Monty with a clean day, but at the same time, he took down the White Sox, so why not? But I'll go over.
Yeah. Last time he faced him, he got him good.
Yeah.
I don't know what the lineup was then.
Taylor Walls wasn't in there.
Oh, do you have any premonitions?
Ooh, something I think will happen this game that I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't thought about it.
I had an awesome premonition as I was like drowsy and falling asleep in extra innings right before Clint's home run didn't allow my premonition to sit as long as it should have. But I had a great premonition that there was going to be a ball in the dirt. Mm. Gary's on third. Gary was going to sprint home.
Yeah.
Zunino was going to get to it and Gary was going to hesitate and then get into a rundown and then the Rays were going to throw it away and Gary was going to score.
Mm.
But then Clint hit the home run next pitch.
Damn home run got in the way. I have a premonition, but I don't want you to hear it.
That's fine.
Promise? Yeah. I think my voice goes into those headphones you're wearing.
Did you say it yet?
I was going to say I have a premonition that you tweet out mad at the dumb people online today. When Chrisky or Nick Nelson comes in and you say, well, you should have watched the goddamn pregame show.
Oh.
But never, now that's kind of ruined.
I only tweet when we're right.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I only celebrate. I rarely save that for the show. I say if people were listening.
I think you would have dropped if you were listening to the Talking Yanks pregame show, you would have said that. But I'll take that out now because I think you heard that.
I heard bits and pieces.
Ground rule double. Today.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yanks win 9-0 after 5.
That's your promo. 9-0 after 5, game canceled.
Well, yeah, suspended or canceled, yeah.
To the
no, promo. I don't have a premonition.
Okay, that's fine.
I'd like them to not run into outs and...
Ooh, yeah.
Boone's post game, they asked about the Gary thing. He was like, "Well, no, the ball wasn't in front of him because they were shifting." I don't know if the ball isn't. I was like, "What?"
Yeah,
ball is in front of him.
Yeah.
Da 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 da.
Big time.
Da 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 da. That's the end of the show. Goodbye.
So bad at running the bases.
The Yankees are. It's, and I had a tweet about it ready to go that I just canned. Yeah. But it's like, because my tweet was like, this is a coaching thing. Like, you can't have Clint, Gary, Glaber, Andujar, or else, like, you can't have everyone just no situation. It's not even a base running. It's like a situational awareness. It's like they're too proud to work on that or, like, have, like, a meeting in the clubhouse where they literally say, like, man on second, ball's hit here. Where are we going? Because they're like, this is Little League shit. And it's like, well, you guys need it, though. They're too proud.
They're the Yankees. We've done like 4 years.
Too proud to practice.
It's not what they use spring training for. Bye. Watch the show. Ball in Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball in Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.